When we did this study, collected research, we collected data using a qualitative research approach. But the first thing that we did was to make sure that we do a consultative workshop. So we conducted a consultative workshop consulting government members, people from the private sector and communities. Then the second stage was now the collection of data. So we collected data from different areas in Zimbabwe, Mashingo, Mutare, went to Lawayo, went to different areas, urban and rural. So we're collecting data mainly using a questionnaire, focus group discussions, interviews, and reviewing secondary data on the literature that currently does exist on this subject. Basically, that's how we collected information, but due to the nature of the research and the phenomena that we're studying, the study was largely quantitative in nature, so it ran on qualitative research tools.
Your report is revealing that there is a lot of corruption to do with the land. What is happening?
As you might be aware, land is a very sensitive and a very important resource in Zimbabwe. So when you look at urban land administration, for instance, there is a high demand for land. People want land, housing stands, for instance. So there seem to be officials, both from bureaucratic officials and political officials, with monopoly and discretion over this land. And there seem to be some incentives in delaying the process of issuing out land to people. Thereby, there are corruption opportunities which are found in land administration. So the issue is about the importance of land. And if you look at it, it's pressure resulting from the from process of urbanization, process of increased pressure on land, and the process of some people finding rent-seeking opportunities in land administration. Then if you look at it from a rural background or from a communal perspective, it's an issue about traditional leaders or the community leaders seeing incentive in parceling out land due to political party orientation.